word of God. So at this time, amen, without any further ado, we're going to come forward. And Deacon Howard Gavin is going to come forward now and minister the gospel of the grace of God. At this time, they say amen to Deacon Howard Gavin. Amen.
The church say amen again. We're certainly praising God again for all these that are present and for the testimony of the Lord. We pray that it will, according to his will and purpose, be a great blessing and enlightenment to all of God's people. Let us have a word of prayer. Now, dear and blessed Lord, our God and our Father, Lord, we thank you for this great audience, O God. We thank you, Lord, for the testimony of the gospel of the grace of God encouched in the mystery that was given by our Lord Jesus Christ, resurrected, glorified, to the Apostle Paul for the body of Christ, the grace church, as you said in your precious word. The mystery which was kept secret from all ages and eternity until you revealed it unto the Apostle Paul for us. We thank you, Lord God, for the ears, the hearing ears that you have assembled here. And for those, oh God, over our listening audience worldwide, oh God, we thank you for them as well. All they and their congregations and families, bless your word, Lord. Cause it to be alive as enlightening unto us this day. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You heard me say that we have a worldwide audience. Yes, this small assembly, our reach, God has blessed us that our reach, the reach of this ministry, this message, our message is worldwide. It is contained on the internet, our website, www.gracegospelministry.com. Gracegospelministry.com. Everything that is preached here on every Lord's Day by either minister is up on our website by 7 o'clock in the evening. The Lord has blessed us with technical crew up above, and this message goes forth throughout the world. And we have correspondents from all around the globe. Again, www.gracegospelministry.com, and it's uploaded for your viewing by 7 o'clock every Sunday evening. Amen. All right, Elder Livermore is our designated reader, and we are yet, while I'm giving further introduction, please pass out all the documents that we have, starting from the rear. Forgive me, I should have said that when I first reached the podium. We are yet ministering from the document, again, as the Lord had given to our pastor to write. And, of course, it's from the Word of God, exegeted from God's Word. That is, going to the Scriptures, even to the original language in which the Gospel of the Grace of God was written, which was Greek, not English, and interpret it according to the grammar. And certainly in our Scriptures, we go according to the context, the grammar. Amen. And what's that other one? Our third one? Historical. Historical. Contextual and grammatical. We are in the grace dispensation. There are seven dispensations outlined in the Bible. The first is innocence, Adam and Eve in the garden. The next is conscience. Conscience means to know and be aware. Adam and Eve disobeyed God, they ate of the fruit, and they knew, they were aware that they were naked. That is called conscience. Innocence, conscience. Next one was human government. Noah was a federal head, and God's elect of that dispensation. Dispensation being God's administrative rule and word and good message unto his elect, his chosen, in given periods in history of humanity. After human government, Noah being the Pharaoh head, came promise unto Abraham. And God's elect in that dispensation. After promise came law. Moses was the federal head. God called him up into the mountain to give him what we call the Ten Commandments, or the commandments. And he said, if ye keep my commandments. Notice that contingency. If you keep my commandments. It was a bilateral covenant. Then will you be a peculiar treasure and people unto me of all the people of the earth, for all the earth is mine. And the law was given unto Israel. We were not a people. We were like dogs. We did not have a covenant with the Lord. Then Christ came and introduced and presented the kingdom. The kingdom. And Jesus Christ is the federal head of the kingdom. He is Israel's king. He's our Lord. He's not our king. We are members of Christ's body, spirit, not physical. And so they rejected the king. So the dome or domain was put on hold and is still on hold. It will be resurrected and brought forward after the church. God is dealing with the church in the dispensation of grace, which we are smack dab in right now. And after we are out of here, God will go back dealing with the nation of Israel and those Gentiles, just like Rahab and Ruth, those Gentiles, Cornelius and Ethiopian eunuch, those Gentiles that are joined according to the Abrahamic covenant in the 12th chapter of Genesis, that are joined to Israel in blessing. Israel will receive their Lord and King, which they did not 2,000 years ago. They said, crucify him, crucify him. We will not have this man to rule over us. But they will. They will say, even come now, Lord Jesus, through the persecution that the Lord will exact upon them. But we will be out of here. And then the tribulation and the Antichrist and all those things in the book of Revelation. So we do not have to be worried about taking the mark of the beast as I one time was. Oh, my God. I like to eat. You know, I like to go and shop on my own. But if I didn't go along with the beast program, that is the Antichrist program, praise God. But we don't have to worry about that. And I pray, God, that that come out scripturally unto you in God's word. Amen. The document in question is God's sovereignty in election to salvation. I've been dealing from this several outings. We have a triune rotational ministry here, and I come around every third week, and I've been dealing with this for quite some time now. God's sovereignty in election to salvation. Sovereignty means absolute or supreme power or authority. Absolute, not contingent. Absolute power. God's sovereignty in election. Election means just what it says, choice, choosing. And we're going to scripturally bring that out and prove that. God's sovereignty in election to something. And that something, the ultimate, is salvation. Our eternal salvation, which is our eternal sonship, relationship, and positioning in the body of Christ, positioned to God, sons of God, heirs of God, and joint heirs of all that which belong to Christ. Again, which you will hear scripturally. Salvation is also deliverance from sin and its consequences. It is preservation or deliverance from harm, ruin, or loss. That is ultimate salvation. ultimate. Some might have had a fall or might have had trouble with the authorities or whomsoever, politics, whatever, whoever. That is temporary. Salvation is harm from ultimate ruin or loss. Ultimately, we are safe. We're not safe here. We don't know when terrorism or anything else might reach these shores in great measure. But ultimately, we are safe. Eternally, we are safe. Our scripture text, I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1. Those of you that have Bibles, Ephesians chapter 1, we're going to read verses 1 through 6. Verses 1 through 6. Elder, even though most of us have the King James Version, I want you to read this exclusively since I've expired so much time already. I want you to read exclusively from the Interlinear Greek text. The Interlinear Greek text is from the older manuscripts. All we have is copies of the original manuscripts. We do not have, nobody have, of God's people, church denomination, have the original manuscripts that the Apostle Paul wrote, the letters. We have copies of copies. And again, it's in the Greek language. And the interlinear Greek text is drawn from the oldest of manuscripts. The King James Version is just from that period. The interpretation from that period, 1611. But this is from the older manuscripts. And this is why we use it. But we use all of them, but we rely upon none of them. We use the tool of exegesis. Ex mean out. Exit, go out. Exhale, breathe out. Exhume, dig up out. Exegesis, dig out. The literal interpretative meaning of what the scripture is actually saying. Amen. All right. If everyone have Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1, say amen. It's going to read a little different in the interlinear than your King James Version, but follow along. I think you'll be fine. Ella, read from beginning verse 1 through verse 6.
Ephesians chapter 1, mm-hmm. beginning with the first verse, mm-hmm. interlinear Greek text. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. through the will of God, mm-hmm. to the saints, being in Ephesus, and faithful in Christ Jesus.
All right. Verse 2.
Grace to you.
Grace. That is the dispensation. That is the administration that we are in. Grace. Kindness. Benefit. Benevolence. Goodwill. Grace. Hallelujah. Grace to you, Paul writes to them, and these letters are for and unto us as well as members of the body of Christ. The mystery that was withheld from the ages and all eternity was delivered by a resurrected, glorified Lord Jesus Christ to give unto the grace churches. I know Paul began preaching at first to those Jews of his kindred and the like. But that was not his ministry. If you'll recall, when the Lord Jesus told Ananias to go and pray for Paul that he might receive his sight, he said, "For he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles." He put Gentiles first, then kings and the children of Israel. The mystery is our truth, hidden from ages and generations, until it was revealed to the Apostle Paul for the grace church. We are under grace. Know it or not, believe it or not, we are going to exegetically show that we are under the grace of God, and our gospel is the gospel of the grace of God. All right, grace and peace from who?
Grace to you and peace from God Father.
You better believe it. God is spirit. And I actualize our real, true essence. We are spirit. We, like our Lord Jesus Christ, he took on a body for the suffering of death on the cross. He's eternal. We were given bodies after the creation of time when God determined that our time will come to be born for testimony of what God has purposed regarding each of our lives. We are course. Paul said, I finished my course. I kept the faith. We all have a course. Twins do not have the same course. Our lives are coursed of God, the Almighty. Notice I didn't say sort of mighty. The Almighty. Grace and peace from God, Father of us, and who?
Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ. Now get this. Read, Ella.
Verse 3. Blessed the God and Father of the Lord of us, Jesus Christ.
Our Lord, and he names him Jesus Christ. He's Lord, owner, boss. We are not our own. We are own. No matter what we want, if God has not decreed it, you can toss it. I mean toss it. On the other hand, if it goes down, it has to have been decreed of the Lord of us. Otherwise, the great creator who is our Father will cancel it out. I don't care what it is or where we want to go, what we want to achieve, or how much money we want to make. God is in absolute control. You can listen to all the prosperity preachers and teachers, whether teachers, that you want to. The Lord, our Lord, owner, boss, is Jesus. Not even ourselves. He's our Lord, as well as our Savior.
Amen.
Ella Reed. I'm trying.
The having blessed us.
Having blessed us. Uh-huh.
With every blessing spiritual.
With each and every blessing spiritual. Leave the devil alone talking about getting your stuff back from him. He does not have it.
I hear you.
Our stuff is not here. Our stuff is where our actual abode is, which is in the body of Christ, spiritual, eternal. He has blessed us, having blessed us eternally, where we are from, where we are. We're not going to heaven. We are in the body of Christ right now. Spirit. We were given bodies and manifested in time for God's purpose. For God's purpose. And we are here until his purpose is fulfilled in us. Then we are exit out of here. Amen. Out of this. Amen. Each and every. That's singular and without the definite article the. So it will be each and every. Each and every spiritual blessing. And where are they, Elder?
In the heavens in Christ.
And where the heaven is again?
In Christ.
All creation, Colossians 1:16-17, all creation is in Christ. The visible and the invisible. All creation. Everything. Everything the scientists and astronomers see and everything they cannot see. It's all in Christ.
Amen.
Colossians chapter 1:16-17. Even the King James will bring that out. Read on, Elder.
As he chose us in him.
Oh, my God.
Before.
You mean I didn't get in him by something I did? I have shook the preacher's hand. I prayed the sinner's prayer. I've been baptized. And I've done all of that. But you mean he chose me and I didn't really have to do all that? Notice I say it didn't have to. If that's the way God brings one, so be it. But it was not needful or necessary for our eternal abode in Christ. read that, Ella. Start at the beginning of that verse. As he what?
As he chose us in him.
Chose us in him. When?
Before foundation of world.
Oh, my God. Before creation. Before the foundation of the world. Being what?
To be us holy and unblemishable.
The present infinitive. There are no gerunds in the Greek, we admit, but God is speaking from eternity what he has done. It was done. Being holy is a present infinitive. Even though word ending in ing, there are none in the Greek. They use the tenses. That's a present tense. Being. Well, I said something salty to somebody last week. The other day. Being. You have never stopped being holy or separated unto the Lord.
Amen.
He chose us, separated us in Christ before the creation of the world.
Amen.
And what else, Elder? What other benefit we have?
Before him in love.
Shows us being separated. And what else, Ella? There's another thing there. Unblemished. And I don't know about you, but that means a lot to me. Being unblemished. I've been blemished every which way. Up, down, cross, back, side. In this. But this is temporary. Our eternal abode in Christ is what is. We have just been given to resonate in physicality. We've given physical consciousness. Physical consciousness to resonate while we are in physicality. But when this body is gone and the earthly consciousness it goes with it, then will manifest or show up what was all the time.
Amen.
You ever seen the Wizard of Oz? Dorothy went through everything. She was running. She was happy. She was afraid. She was disappointed and indignated at the wizard for fooling the folk. She even had pet ownership. She had fun. Anybody ever see the ending of the movie? Wizard of Oz? Where was she all the time? At home. In the bed. But the main point I want to make is she was at home. We go through this life, everything happened and happening, involved in everything, were in everything, friends, associations, situations, accidents as we call them. There's no accidents in God. We usually reserve that to funerals, but that is absolute. Our lives are course. Otherwise, why would Paul say, I have finished my course? We all have a course. We've gone through everything. And then when we are laid out before our family and well wishers, nobody comes up to us and asks us, do we want some coffee? Or what good books you've read lately? We are through with physicality. And the consciousness in physicality goes with our demise.
I hear you.
And then, just like Dorothy, we awaken spirit consciousness where we were all the time.
Thank God.
Read on, Ella.
Amen.
Verse 5. Predestining us.
Ella, pardon me. Read the last two words of verse 4 and flow without hesitation into verse 5. I want you to get this. Last two words of verse 4 and flow without a pause.
Amen.
Or even a breath into verse 5.
in love predestinating us.
In love. God is never out to get you. That's in your imagination, and imagination is the learned world. He's never out to do you in love.
Amen.
Having aorist tense completed already in eternity with everything else.
I hear you.
Having pre. That's an aorist participle. Predestinated us. In love, having predestinated us. What, Elder?
In love, predestining us to adoption
it's
of
really
sons.
Predestinated, but I'm telling you, I'm looking, it's the aorist tense. Aorist tense is a completed action. When was it complete? It was always completed. Always completed. It never changed to present or future. It was always completed. In love, our eternal God who said up above, our Father, having predestinated us. Predestinated means made firm beforehand. He established us or set us up in advance. That's what pre means. Preview. Prepare. He predestinated us. In love, he predestinated us. My friends, you are not the world and can never be, and the world is not you.
I hear you.
And can never be.
I hear you.
You are who you are with all your faults, and they are who they are in their sphere of the non-elect. Read verse. Did you finish that verse, Ella?
No. In love, predestinating us to adoption of sons through Jesus Christ.
Through Jesus Christ, where?
To him.
To him, not to himself.
According to the good pleasure of the will of him.
I told you he was never out to get you. It's according to his good pleasure. One might say, you mean I've been thinking that I was lost and undone and couldn't be... get right with God and all these years, and in love, he having predestinated me unto adoption of son. You mean tell me I was healed all the time? Well, what about all that? I didn't tear. I started to say tear. What about all that shaking the preacher's hand, baptizing, and repeating the sinner's prayer and all that? That was testimony of the way that the Lord brought me. And one thing he'll do when God give you this illumination, you know, light come on, you won't be critical of God's people that have not been given, not got, given this illumination. You won't be putting folk down and putting them in hell like I used to do going and coming. I used to study to put folk in hell. Denominations, whole denominations. But you know what? It's one sweet guy. I never could bring myself to assign him to hell. As many shortcomings he had, I never could bring myself to assign that fellow to hell. I just didn't know. But God gave me the illumination of his truth. And now I know. So I don't argue with folk anymore. We just dispense God's word, rightly divided. We don't go back in Adam's dispensation and tell you, you better not eat that.
I hear you.
We don't go in Noah's dispensation and say, you better build a boat, it's going to rain, chilling.
I hear you.
We don't go in Abraham's dispensation, you better come out of there and go up in a hill somewhere. Don't go in the law and say, if you keep. They couldn't keep them. There is the condition of the law and the intent of the law. The condition of the law is that they keep it or else. The intent of the law is why Christ came and died in eternity, to show them they could not keep it, and he came as their Savior and Deliverer. Keep it or else. Intent showing you couldn't keep it. You need Christ.
I hear you.
Without Christ Jesus and the grace of God, we are nothing. We are lost ball in high weeds.
You
can't be good enough. Is that verse 6, Ella? Was that verse 6?
No.
All right, read verse 6 and we quit in that.
Verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
To praise of glory of the grace of him.
Oh my God, there's that word. There's that word. There's that awful word that many demonize. Grace. To the praise of the glory of the what of him?
The grace of
the
him.
The grace of him. If he chose us before the foundation of the world, where are the works? We were not there in this to do any works in eternity. If he chose us before the foundation of the world, we weren't around in this to do anything good or bad. So it is
Amen.
To the praise
yes.
of the glory, of the grace of him.
Amen.
Finish that, Ella.
Which he favored us
which he
in
favored
the
us.
Having tense. Been loved.
Aorist tense. Favored. Aorist indicative at that. Aorist tense is a completed action. Indicative is a fact. And a fact, by definition, is a thing that's done. Otherwise, how could it be a fact? An aorist indicative. He favored us in the having been and are loved. That is the perfect tense. I tell you, the Holy Spirit is dead on key. He favored us. Perfect tense. Is a completed action in eternity and the results coming right down to the present. If the present is 20 years from now, the results still the same.
I hear you.
In the year 8 AD, the results coming down to there, still the same. The 11th century, results still the same. This was done eternally, in eternity, and the results remain the same. Perfect tense. Having been loved. Having been loved. Through all your mess ups. I'm sorry. You have messed up. Through all my mess ups. Through all my shortcomings. Through my slimy times. You know, like a hog, like the wall in the mire. I was loved. I mean, according to this. Now, maybe you got something else. Maybe you have another reflection. But I'm going according to the scriptures rightly divided and properly exegeted.
I hear you.
Yes.
We were loved in the worst of our thoughts, our doings.
Thank God.
And our intentions.
Amen.
You are who you are.
Amen.
All right. Get your document.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank God.
I'm starting about the one third down on the page where it says the focus now shifts. The focus now shifts. Everyone have that? All right. The focus now shifts to the object or end unto which God foreordained us. Foreordained is from prognosko. To know or decree beforehand. When we say that we accepted Christ, we came to the knowledge that we belong to him. You are already his, but the one thing, you may have not known it. Now, just because we don't know a thing, does that not make it not true? I didn't know how many galaxies they had found till Ella Nickerson enlightened me. If they were there, just didn't know how many until he gave me the truth of it, as far as scientists know. Foreordained us to place us in positions of sonship. Place us in positions of sonship. Position is a place where someone or something is located or has been put. You don't get yourself to being a son.
I hear you.
You are received as a son by adoption, legally or otherwise, or by birth. You don't become a son in human families on your own.
I hear you.
If you have, enlighten me. He has son positioned us. Position of sonship. Note the Greek word, eothesions, rendered son positions. We just read it, I think, in verse 6. Which is derived from yeos and tethemi. And literally it denotes to place or put in the position of a son. The basis for this placement or adoption is the redemptive work of Christ. He redeemed us. He bought us back from the wages of sin. Now let me say this while I'm at it. The redemptive work of Christ. Romans 3:23, we just sang a song, only a sinner saved by grace. Some, either immediately in my presence or worldwide, may repel that. I ain't no sinner. I'm saved. In the one decree of God, as you saw in the first chapter of Ephesians, verse 4, we were chosen in him, in Christ, before creation. Amen. Romans 3:23 says, for all, you got a verb have there. That is not in the original Greek scripting. Yeah, we all have sin. But that reads, for all sin, and that is an aorist indicative, a completed fact. God decreed us in the one decree, sons of God, heirs of God, and joint heirs of all that belong to Christ, and also sinners in the decree. That's an aorist indicative. Check it out. Get your Greek whatever. There's no sin in the body of Christ where we actually abide. Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Thank God.
The sin that was decreed us showed up with this. In the one decree, we are both saint, saved, sons, that encompasses daughters, yes. And sinners in the one decree, Romans 3:23, the verb have is not in that text. It's an aorist indicative. All sinned by God's decree. It is not in the body of Christ in our actualized essence and where we actually abide.
I hear you.
This again is temporary. Everything you are involved with, engaged in, every connection you have, friend you have in this area, this venue of time is temporary.
Amen.
All the money we accumulate, temporary.
Amen.
Money has no meaning in our actual abode. We have been blessed with each and every blessing spiritual in the heavenlies in Christ. And all creation, Colossians 1:16-17, is in Christ. Whatever we have, however dear it is unto us, either it's going to part from us or we from it. It is like everything else regarding us in this venue in time, which is a creation of God, is temporary. In our eternal body, the body of Christ, where we actually abide, we are body members. I got 8 sons and 1 daughter. She's the baby of all. She will not be my daughter, and they will not be my sons in the body of Christ. We are members of Christ's body. If you think your love, your endearment, your affection, and your relationship is great, 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 oh, I just can't live without him, her. If you think it's something here, wait till we are manifested in perfect love, where we actually abide, when we are manifested out of here. If you think you love him now, you just wait. There's no bickering, even among brothers and sisters in Christ, church members, you know. No bad vibes. None of that in the body of Christ. All of that stays here where this resonates.
I hear you.
We have a sin nature. Yes, it goes with this body.
Yes.
Out. Our actual abode, the body of Christ. The basis for displacement or adoption is, again, is the redemptive work of Christ. In Galatians chapter 4, verse 5 through 6, Paul refers to adoption of sons as those having received the Spirit.
Yes.
We don't have to pray for the Lord to give us his Spirit or to take it from us. We have received the Spirit. We don't get it. We received it. I've taken up so much time, I was going to go to 1 Corinthians 4:7 and John 20:22, where the Lord Jesus told him, he breathed on them and told them, receive ye the Spirit, not get it. We don't get him. He is given. Like every other true blessing we have, it is given. In 1 Corinthians 4:7 as well. That Greek word is lambano. It could be receive or take. That Greek word, lambano. It could mean receive, according to the context, or take. But if you look at the tenses, it's in the aorist tense. In both places. So we weren't around in this to get it.
I hear you.
It was eternally given. We received the Spirit and recognized God as our Father.
Yes.
Thus it is established that we were foreordained, appointed, or decreed beforehand, predestinated, made firm beforehand, established, or set up in advance, and marked out to be placed in son positions of sons, and in the process of time, he calls the elect through the Holy Spirit. I don't care where you were or what you were doing. I don't care if you was in a gutter hole or you was reigning as a king or a queen. When God got ready for you, he called. Now, he does not have to call everyone in time. Remember, Ephesians 1 and 4, we were chosen in him, elected, selected, picked out in him before creation. So if you have a loved one that's not mentally able, you understand what I'm saying? It makes no difference in this regard of us belonging to the Lord. If he's not mentally capable to understand that Christ died for his sins, it makes no difference. We were chosen in him before creation.
Yes.
the little same replies for the little babe, whether they are born, die in infancy, or are aborted. It makes no difference. We were chosen in him before creation. Jeremiah says, you like the Old Testament, don't you? Jeremiah, read Jeremiah 1 and read down to verse 5. Jeremiah say, he knew me before I was formed in my mother's womb or belly. He knew me before I was formed. Before, I can't, the word escapes me right now. Before the, with that which is called the egg and the sperm causing to be formed, insemination or whatever. Before the Lord knew him, and it didn't stop there. Jeremiah also said, remember I said about course, our course in life, this life, he ordained or decreed me a prophet unto the nations. Yes, he was a prophet unto the Jewish people, but by then they had been scattered. So he ministered to them where they were. You know, like the Lord ministered to you wherever you are. If you're about to get in a car accident, oh Lord! Or you get hold to a good piece of money and say, thank you, Jesus. Whatever. Yes. God is ever with you in every situation and everywhere. Oh yeah, he knows. He knows. You can hide it from everybody on the planet. But Jesus knows. You were chosen before the foundation of the world, before this. And it said we are blameless. And the sin nature abides here and it stays here. It stays here. It is not where we actually abide in the body of Christ. Thus, so we were marked out in positions of sons, and in the process of time, he calls the elect through the Holy Spirit. Here we must conclude from this information that God, now I'm really going to have to go to some scriptures on this. So get ready. Ella, get ready with Romans chapter 9, verses 21 through 24. And I'm going to finish there. I wouldn't have even gotten through a paragraph. Shameful. Here we must conclude from this information that God is dead and non-existent to the non-elect, those that were not chosen. He is dead and non-existent unto them, not you. And predeterminately void, not because of what they did, but who they are. They are not his. They were never his. Oh, I'm going to scripture. If I don't be, nobody be left here but me. I'm going to the scripture on this, and I'm going there in a minute. Predeterminately void or without a relation to them. Not us. Them. From this we rejoice in the knowledge we have in being a part of God's chosen family. And I hate I'm not going to get to Hebrews 2 and 10. Note this positioning of sons is by or through Jesus Christ. He is the agency through which it is effectuated. Effectuated means caused to happen. He is the agency. His blood was shed for our sins. He bore our sins. Everyone that's ever saved in whatever dispensation was saved by grace. Amen. Noah found grace in the Lord. And after he come out the ark and the flood was rescinded, he needed God's grace. Got drunk as a skunk. Ecclesiastes, I think it's 7:14. There's not a just man in all the earth that doeth good and sin. None. Nobody. No Nobody. None of us are worthy. None. We're all saved by God's grace. In every dispensation, all seven of them. Elder, are you at, and I want you to read from the interlinear Greek text, are you at Romans, because I made some bold statements there. Are you at Romans 9? Let me read this right quick. Romans 5 and 6. You don't have to turn there. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died. That's the aorist tense. Revelation 13 and 8. The Lamb of God was slain before the foundation of the world. Calvary was testimony. As real as it in manifestation was, it was only testimony. The Lamb of God was slain before the foundation of the world. In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Ungodly. You know, not like God. Ella, Romans chapter 9. I'm going to follow you in the King James Version, but you read from the interlinear Greek text. And begin at verse 21. I made a bold statement, but not everybody belonging to the Lord, and the Lord is dead and non-existence to the non-elect. I'm going to back it up scripturally. Begin at verse 21, Elder, from the interlinear Greek text.
Romans chapter 9, beginning with the 21st verse, mm-hmm. The interlinear Greek text.
Mm-hmm.
Or has not authority the potter of the clay.
This is an analogy of God. Have not authority the potter over the clay. What?
Out of the same lump.
Out of the same lump. Not another lump or lumps. The same lump. Humanity, speaking of. Mm-hmm.
To make this to honor vessel.
To make
that
this,
to dishonor.
To make this to honor vessel. And that to dishonor. From the same lump. This to honor. And this to dishonor. Read, Ella.
Verse 22. But if wishing God.
What if willing God? Mm-hmm. If willing God.
To show forth.
To having shown. Aorist tense again. Aorist tense. There's nothing being done in time. Time is just a venue for manifestation of testimony only. Testimony is evidence. Evidence of what? Evidence of what God has already done by a saying, Hebrews 11 and 3. One decree, all things. One decree. Hebrews 11 and 3, read it. The ages were created by a saying, not sayings, saying. All right, what if God willing what?
To make wrath, to make known the ability.
What about wrath? Let's get back to wrath.
Show forth wrath, his wrath.
His wrath. What if God willing to show forth his, having shown forth his wrath in his eternal decree? Mm-hmm. Aorist tense. Yes.
And to make known mm-hmm. the ability of him.
And to make known the ability of him. Not them, us, him. Mm-hmm.
Bore in much long suffering.
Bore in much long suffering. What?
Vessels of wrath having been fitted for destruction.
Vessels of wrath. Some were created for God's wrath. So that we, the elect, the chosen, would be able to know the difference. And enjoy and praise him eternally for his mercy and love. Because he didn't have to do it. Vessels of wrath. I didn't write this, folks. I didn't.
I hear you.
Read on, Ella.
Verse 23.
Bore with much long-suffering vessels of wrath that were fitted. That word fitted means to adjust, to finish. You know how you do things in a whatnot in your house. You put this there and that there. Fitted. Completed to destruction. That's what that Greek verb means. It was already done eternally. That is the aorist No, that's a perfect tense. Completed action and the results coming right down to the present. Even if the present is when we the body of Christ, are out of here. Perfect tense, passive voice. Passive voice speaks of you didn't do it. It was done to you as it was done to them. We didn't place ourselves in the body of Christ. We were placed, chosen, picked out, selected. And they were chosen for God's wrath so that a difference would be seen and known throughout eternity. All right, read Ella.
Verse 23, and in order that he might make known.
And in order that he might, having made known. Aorist subjunctive. Subjunctive is a probability. The probabilities are in time, not in eternity, in his decree. As we are manifested belonging to him in time. That he might, having made known. The what?
The riches of the glory of him.
Of the glory of him.
On vessels of mercy.
Vessels of mercy. What?
Which he previously prepared.
Which he
for glory.
Previously. Prepared. Prepared. For or unto glory. I didn't write this. I don't care what thousands of ministers are preaching and teaching. God's word is correct through correct exegesis in its proper covenant setting. We are not under the law. We are under grace. Now, if you want to go and try to keep commandments, which I was crazy enough to think that I was going to try to do at one point in my salvation, I was even thinking about building an altar in the backyard and sacrificing stuff. Them neighbors, I was in Northwest Troy, they would have kicked me so far out of town. I had the barbecue pit was already there. Lack of knowledge. The vessels of wrath, which were what again, Elder? Previously
prepared.
Unto what?
Unto his glory.
Unto his glory. You saved by grace, saints. You saved by God's goodness.
Amen.
Nothing you did got you in. And nothing right but righteousness. Let me say that. There's nothing right but righteousness. If you hate your neighbor, that is not righteousness. When they spit on Christ and say, crucify him, we'll not have this man to rule over us. What did he say when he was on the cross? Lord God, my Father, get those no good, low life. No! He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. Admittedly, we can't bring ourselves from anger or the vicissitudes of life. God has to enable us to bring us back to comprehension of who we are. Those of us that are over 50, remember how we were raised by good parents? You better not talk about it. Well, Johnny and them did it. You're not joining them. You are who you are. And the world is who they are. Saints of God, be encouraged. God has blessed you ultimately, absolutely, and tremendously. God bless you.